we were talking last hour with Ohio Secretary of State John Husted about the utter dysfunction and chaos at the Lucas County Board of Elections. John Husted will be on again with Fred tomorrow morning at 7:10, or you can listen to my podcast at WSPD.com if you missed it. But I wanted to talk for a few minutes more about workplace dysfunction. I think everybody at some point in their life has probably worked in an office environment that was toxic, shall we say. Brandon Smith is known as the workplace therapist. Brandon, good afternoon.
Scott, thank you for having me.
Tell me what your qualifications are to be a workplace therapist. I assume it's a lot like a psychologist or a psychiatrist, but you work in a group setting to help people work together better.
It is. It's essentially my version of therapy. I do have a clinical therapy background, but I also have a corporate background and MBA. So I take all of the principles that you would normally associate with therapy or family dysfunction, and I bring those to the workplace. And what you find is they're really not that different.
I couldn't even begin to explain what has happened at the Lucas County Board of Elections to you in a three-hour show over the last 4 years or longer. But it's been so bad that the Secretary of State came in and fired just about everybody this week. And how can a workplace just get so dysfunctional that it's better to start from scratch, to clear everybody out in order to save the business?
Yeah, so it sounds like what's going on there is at the leadership team level. And so when we talk about dysfunction at the leadership team level, what I look for when I go into an organization is I'm really looking for three things. I'm looking for a clear, unified vision, something that everyone's bought into and they've agreed on. They've kind of given the thumbs up. I'm looking for a we versus an I mindset, so where people aren't about themselves, they're really about the team. And then I'm looking for general integrity, that alignment between what you say and what you do. And so it sounds like, you tell me, but it sounds like there's been some breakdowns around some of those three things.
Well, I think there's been a little bit of distrust and finger-pointing between people. And we're in a really partisan political world now anyway. So even set that aside, there's finger-pointing between the members of the Board of Elections. There are personal issues that I couldn't even begin to go into, but it filters down not just to the five members of the board, but also into some of the other employees of the Board of Elections who are having personal relationships that have gotten in the way of things. And I've only lived in Toledo for a year, so I've only seen what's happened over the last few months since I've started paying attention to it. But it is truly like a soap opera, and it affects everybody who lives in Lucas County, and it's just created a total distrust for the way the election process works in our county. Is there a way for the rest of us who might work in a toxic office environment to take the example of what's happened with the Board of Elections and learn from it to improve our own work setting? Because, you know, in today's economy, there's stress inherently involved with going to work. You're always afraid that you're going to lose your job. You might be living paycheck to paycheck in a lot of our cases, and just the stress of being able to do a job well enough to keep your job can be taxing upon you. And if you have a couple of bad apples in the office that you have to work with every day, it could make for a toxic setting.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think you summed it up really, really well. And I would add to that by saying, you know, part of what I'm hearing you say is a breakdown of that we versus I. So when I talk to leaders and I say, you know, when you think about your best employees, the people you love, you wish you had more of, what do you see? And they almost always tell me that they think bigger picture, they think all about the organization, about everybody else, not just themselves. So I think that's one thing that each of us can do when we go into work. You know, how can we think bigger? Think about everybody and the bigger goals and not be selfish. So I know we learn that stuff on the playground, but you know, some of us forget that stuff.
You know, in larger offices, it really is like the playground. You've got various independent cliques. I mean, even here at our radio facility, we have certain cliques. It's not to a toxic level by any means, but we have the radio stations that we have in the building will either hang out with each other, or the salespeople hang out with each other, and the programming people hang out. It's not a horrible separation here because it's a pretty small group of I don't know, about 50 people. But you can see even small groups developing in an office like this. I've got to imagine that if you go somewhere like the size of the Jeep plant, that it will get even worse, where you've got thousands of people working together. Are you seeing causes problems of workplace dysfunction growing in today's society?
It's at an all-time high, but it's leveling off. And the two big drivers of that are more work and less people. So everyone feels overworked, and our phones don't help because
right.
we can work all the place at any time. And the second one is what most people don't notice, but appreciation is at an all-time low. Everyone's so worried about their own stuff, they're not looking at the guy next to them or the gal next to them and saying, hey, you know, great job. That was really, really well done. And that's another simple thing that each of us can take away. Just by giving each other and others that you work with more appreciation, it's naturally going to come back to you. But I see that at an all-time low.
If there's somebody that you work with that's somewhat your equal in an office environment or a work environment, is it best to confront them directly and personally and try to work through the problem on your own, or go above their head to their supervisor or your boss? And what do you do if that toxic person is your boss?
Yeah. So if it's a person that is a peer, even your boss, you have no choice but to go to them directly. Because I promise you, if you go to HR, HR's first question to you is going to be, did you talk to that person? And it will hurt your reputation if you say, well, no, I thought I'd come to you first. So try and work it out first. And if that doesn't work, then you can go to your boss or go to HR. If your boss is the problem, sometimes it's a personality. Often it's just a miscommunication, and you can work through that. But if it's a personality issue, then your best strategy is find another boss.
What are some
transfer internally or another job?
What are some of the worst office situations that you've had to work through?
Well, some of the very worst ones are the narcissist, the person who comes in there, particularly at a leadership team level, and just drives through and says, we're doing it my way at any cost, and people really don't matter. So there's a lot of kind of dead bodies along the way. I think at a coworker level, one of the more challenging coworkers that you'll see are either the backstabbing coworkers or the emotional vampire coworkers, the ones that just kind of latch onto you and suck you emotionally dry. Setting good boundaries around those folks and protecting yourself is the real best strategy.
It's the perpetually negative people that always drive me crazy.
Yeah, you know, they've done research on what emotions are some of the most contagious in the workplace, and negativity is some of the highest in terms of contagiousness and can spread. So if you're a leader, one of the best things you can do is try and get those people to turn around, but if you can't, remove them. Inviting them to leave is one of your best strategies. One of the things I see organizations do is they keep people too long.
And is that because of fear of repercussions, legal actions, things like that? It's hard to fire people these days.
Sometimes it is, but if it's a smaller business, privately held, family owned, loyalty plays a big part. And they just don't want to let go of that person because they've been with them since the beginning, even though that person may be the source of all the negativity in the office.
Brandon, the workplace therapist, do you have a website, Brandon?
Absolutely. Simple enough. Just go to www.theworkplacetherapist.com or Google The Workplace Therapist. Unfortunately, I'm the only one, so it will be easy to find me.
There should be more of you, and I'm sure the Lucas County Board of Elections could have made you really rich if they had called you.
Probably so.
Thanks for talking to us, Brandon Smith, the workplace therapist here on the Scott Show. I'll talk to you soon. Next time something like this happens.
Thanks for having me on.